Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the Coconino Dream Team assembles, cheaters caught on the Ultra Trail World Tour, and the 100-mile world record holder wins against Comrades Champions. Before I begin this week, if you're watching this video on YouTube, do me a solid and click that sweet little subscribe button down there. Yeah, right down there. We're on the road to 10,000 subscribers and getting pretty dang close. Help a Jam Jam out. Thank yous for days. Now, on to the news. We reported last week on the Istria 100 mile in Croatia, which is part of the Ultra Trail World Tour, but have an update this week with the announcement by race directors of two instances of cheating at the race. The first was by runner Dean Novacel, bib 653, who took three separate shortcuts during the race. In their official release, they even showed maps on exactly where this happened on course. The official decision by race organizers was to assess a 3-hour penalty in lieu of a disqualification. The other was a true disqualification to runner Dario Spandari, bib 179. There was no map data provided, but he failed to go through a control point at one of the aid stations, cutting the course in such a way that he skipped directly ahead to the next checkpoint. We're guessing this was a more egregious violation, hence the DQ. In this week's Ultra Fashion, we have a rising star in the sport who is setting some major fashion trends. Not only is he rocking the crop top, which was quite in back in 2016, remember the crop top wars? But he's probably the only one in the sport racing in a Speedo. Keep an eye out for him at Western States this June. Maybe we can get the hashtag Speedo and Squaw trending? Some might say the Boston Marathon this year ran more like an ultra. With those crazy conditions, all bets were off as many of the favorite runners melted away off course with hypothermia, and the runners with true grit or possibly just a really, really good rain jacket made their way to the finish line. Desiree Linden, who has been focused on Boston for many years now, won the women's race in 2:39, the first American to do so since 1985. For the men, it was crowd favorite Yuki Kawuchi of Japan. I probably just butchered that name. You're welcome. Winning his fourth marathon of 2018, but his first major win of his career in 2:15. Several ultra runners towed the line this year with notable finishes, including my little bro Nick Curry in 2:45, Michael Wardian in 2:57, Joe Gray 2:36, Dave Johnston 3:30, Ian Sharman 3:08, Jorge Maravella in 2:35. Some notable drops include Sage Kanaday and Alex Varner. If you want a story literally about a Boston Marathon Ultra, perk up. Not only running the double Boston, which quite a few runners do each year, Henry Ward of Arizona decided it would be a swell idea to run a double-double. He started at noon Sunday and completed three trips along the course prior to officially lining up and starting with the masses 10:30 a.m. Monday morning. He ended up completing the 104.8-mile journey in a bit over 24 hours. Props, bro. He did the run to raise money for Runwell, an addiction treatment center that encourages healthy lifestyles. Like the Boston Quad. Age is a Whizzle, our Beast Coast correspondent, is sporting some new hardware and is now all balanced out. All the best in your recovery, AJW Robo JW something. The 250-kilometer marathon de Saab concluded this past weekend in the Sahara Desert, with the fifth and final competitive stage ending with American Magdalena Boulay taking the win. Of no surprise on the men's side was a sixth win for local Rashid El Morabidi, followed in second by his bro Mohamed El Morabidi. I'm obviously impressed by the efforts of the winners, but check out what one Japanese runner chose to wear on his feet. As if the race wasn't tough enough. Does anyone know what brand, or heck, even what style slash shoe sandal that would even be called? I'd call it damn impressive. Hoka One One athlete Tyler Andrews ran the fastest 50K on a track this weekend. Although not a world record, since those records don't discern between surfaces any longer, he ran it in 2 hours, 46 minutes, 6 seconds, which calculates out to be 5:20 per mile pace. Apparently, he never broke 18 minutes for a 5K while in high school. Hey, neither did I. Does that mean I'm on my way to a record-setting track run? No. No, it doesn't. More exciting track ultras in the news this weekend. This one in South Africa. A huge prize purse of over $82,000, well, for a record, was assembled, and multiple Fast Comrades runners lined up, all aiming to break South Africa's long-standing 100-mile national record of 11 hours, 56 minutes, set way back in 1972. Just listen to the credentials of some of the field. Rufus Photo with a Comrades best of 5 hours, 35 minutes, Timothy Munz Helele, a 2:24 marathoner and 5:58 at Comrades, Bethuel Netshenze, a 2:11 marathoner and 2 Oceans winner last year, Lutendo Mapoto, 2:18 marathoner and Comrades best of 6 hours flat, Lucas Nunyanya, 2:21 marathoner, Comrades best of 5:39, Peter Muthabi, a 2:19 marathoner, Comrades best 5:49, and finally coming down all the way from Russia, and honestly, I feel like this came out of nowhere, 100-mile world record holder and now aged 50, Oleg Karatanov. Basically, if you assembled an ideal cast of characters to go after the 100-mile national or world record, this would probably be an ideal field. Minus, of course, any fast Americans that would be awesome to see line up, like Bitter, Reagan, Walmsley, Kennedy, etc. So what happened? The Fast Comrades and Marathoners all blew up between miles 28 and 83, with most dropping out. This paved the way for the experienced Karatanov to take the overall win in the race in a blazing fast 13:27:26. So 16 years after his world best of 11:28, he's still got some speed, especially at age 50. Just as we saw the brutal conditions at Boston this year, the heat can be an equally brutal element to deal with while out running a marathon. We caught this clip of race leader Callum Hawkins repeatedly fall at the 40K mark of a marathon he ran recently, suffering from some sort of heat exhaustion. All I have to say is, marathons are hard. The final chance for athletes to snag a golden ticket for this year's Western States brought many top runners again to the Lake Sonoma 50 Mile, a stunning rolling course near wine country organized by the incredible Tropical John and his team, and it's no wonder it attracts the best of the best year in, year out. So, let's get to the race. It was dominating performances by both Jim Walmsley and Keely Henninger that began the tale of the weekend, but neither took the golden tickets, as Walmsley had already secured his spot via Ultra Trail World Tour, and Keely is focused this year already on the Lavaredo, saving her chance to race Western for a year she says she'll be more ready. Walmsley ran a 5:51, which is just mind-blowing. That's 9 minutes under his record set 2 years ago, which was already 9 minutes under Alex Varner's 2015 course record. Keely, on the other hand, was only 5 minutes over Stephanie Howe Violet's CR, with the second fastest all-time in 7:13:55. Moving down the line, dreams came true for both Jared Hazen and Eric Sensman, who snagged up the final two men's spots with their second and fourth place performances. Third place Mario Mendoza already won his way in earlier this year at the Bandera 100K. Sensman has had a couple of heartbreaks with the golden ticket system, coming up short the past 2 years at Black Canyon, placing third last year and dropping due to illness this time around. And with that, the Coconino Dream Team has been assembled for the 2018 Western States with Jim, Tim, Jared, Eric, and Cody all hailing from Flagstaff, all in for the big dance. Now on to the ticket-winning ladies. First, it was Taylor Nolan securing her spot with a second-place finish behind Keely. Taylor was just outside a ticket spot earlier this year at the Sean O'Brien 100K, but came back and nabbed this one this time around. In third and also in ticket territory was Camellia Mayfield, just a minute behind Taylor. She's been at it for a few years here doing ultras, and won last year's Waldo 100K. It seems an all-too-common occurrence for Jim to be taking wrong turns at races. He famously did so at Western States in 2016 and even last month at Alto Sill, but now for the first time ever, thanks to former and possibly still current Outhouse correspondent Debo, we have the rare moment captured on film. Let's go there now.
Good job, man! Fuck yeah, good job!
My God, bro.
You are insane. Good job.
Out of your mind, kid.
Good job.
Finish it up, man. You're an absolute freak. Hey, up here, Jim. Up here. Oh, well, you're lucky we were there, Jim. Can't be missing left turns. All right, buddy. Finish it up.
Wow. Big save there, Debo. Yeah, but in all reality, he was literally within sight of the finish. Next, we turn our attention to the Zumbro 100 in Minnesota, which saw some of the worst conditions I've ever heard of at a 100-mile race. An already cold, muddy, and wet course saw a blizzard move through mid-race with quickly deteriorating conditions. So much so that they even had to cancel the 17-mile distance accompanying the 100-mile and 50-mile events that were supposed to start Saturday morning, the day after the ultras began. Roads in and out of the start line became almost impassable in conditions too difficult to add another 500 runners onto the course. Just take a look at some of those conditions. Snow drifts at points up to the thigh, oh my. Amazingly, 20 out of the 120 starters in the 100 mile finished, along with 49 of the 175 starters in the 50 mile. Y'all are amazing just for starting that beast in those conditions, and I do not fault anyone not comfortable going out there beyond their comfort level either. Kudos to the Rocksteady Running race staff, race director John Storkamp, for keeping everyone safe and making the tough decisions out there when conditions were just not right. Right here in Arizona, we saw records fall at the third annual Whiskey Basin Trail Runs 88K and 57K. The race kicks off the Whiskey Man series, a link up similar to Lead Man of a trail ultra, 50-mile mountain bike ride, and trail marathon, all within a three-week period. Zach Bitter and fiance Nicole Kalogaropoulos, recent Phoenix transplants, swooped in as last-minute registrants to run uncontested to victories in the 88K race around the entire single 50-plus mile loop around the City of Prescott trail system. Both set course records. Y'all should check that one out sometime. Full disclosure, that's one of our very own events, so take what I just said with a grain of salt, but not too much salt. Don't want your electrolytes to get out of whack. Well, just as a reminder, you can also access this show on our very own audio format on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Search Steep Life Media where you can, and be sure to subscribe. If you dug the show, be sure to also smash the subscribe button. That's right, we're nearing the 10K subscribers mark. Be sure to turn notifications on so you don't miss a single show. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 89 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, leave a comment below or hit me up in the DMs. Hit me up in the DMs. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or check out the link below to own this very pair of Jam Jam's broccoli sunglasses, which comes with its own certificate of authenticity and a Mountain Outpost sticker pack. We've also got some new merch coming soon, so keep an eye out. Have a week.